את החלק על דעס עצמנו about the different כוחות הנפש that operate inside a person, that a person has to first of all know and understand what are the כוחות that operate inside of him in order for him to be able to quote unquote work it out and get to a place of simcha. It's all about guf and neshama, it's all about midas and zechol. We spoke about Dimyon. We spoke about Dimyon in many different Eifanim. The role that Dimyon plays, the damage that Dimyon does. We're going to start now Perek Shishi, Amud Kuf Nun Beis. B'yaseinu b'derech l'homenes asmenu, aleinu l'zboinim me'ata b'tefosh akulim eidim la yom yom. Tal Yeshua says, okay, we spoke about different Fashin, the forces that operate inside a person, which combine, by the way, like in endless, infinite ways. There's the guf, and there's the neshama, and there's all the midas, and there's the seichel, and there's dimyon. It's a huge mega challenge, and a lot of the things that we think about and do are intertwined very, very, on very, very deep levels inside of us. Very hard to analyze why we do what we do, why we say what we say, why we think what we think. Hard to have control over these things. There are so many forces that operate. It's mamish like the Wild West, like a circus. And the seichel, was the lashon of Yisrael from last week, for the few of you that were here, the same few guys that are here this week. The lashon of Yisrael was that the seichel drowns in the running rapids of the dimyon. Shocking lashon. But this week, Rabbi Yisrael says, we're going to talk about a new aspect. We're continuing, by the way, in this part of the Shar Shlishi, the Al Yishor has not yet suggested yet any mahalchim, how a person fixes themselves. We're still doing a survey, and we now get to another phenomenon, which is a little bit outside of the realm of what we spoke about till now. Yesh, many times, on many times, we find ourselves doing something, midabrim dover, saying something, v'pissam, and all of a sudden, margishim, we feel, asinu, we did it, dibarnu, v'nechshalnu, and we failed. The Duke Makas for Lashon Hara. He said something very interesting. Ein ha-dimyon moshech aleihem. Dimyon is not moshech you to get angry. Gam hanov v'tainek ein behem. And there's no pleasure in Lashon Hara. Don't know where he's coming from. Eifo hechshalnu behem. So why do we fall? Zehu shultan ha-yetzer. So either way, whether or not there's pleasure in Lashon Hara, we'll argue about it a different time. But anger, there's no pleasure in, by the way. There's no pleasure in anger. In other words, a guy doesn't lie in his dira, the dripping dira that we spoke about a few weeks ago, that, you know, a guy is dimining. So he's dimining kinna, yes, covered, yeah. Taiva, yeah. Atzlos, you can dimin about it. You can dimin about how it's dangerous to go here and it's not good to go there and what's going to happen if you go there. But then there's kas. Think about it. He tells something interesting. He says, a guy doesn't lie in bed fantasizing about getting angry. Is that true? He says, "Ein hadimyon moshech b'nehem." Dimyon is not moshech to kas. Is that true? So a lot of you are thinking, "What do you mean? I was just doing it 5 minutes ago." It's not true. You were thinking of punching the guy. That's not kas. That's putting him in his place. That's something else. But kas, stop. A guy has a geshmak, a dimyon is blowing his top. Nobody fans unless you're psychotic. So what is that? So what is Kas? We're going to learn the parasha of Kas today. Says the Gemara on Shabbos Daf Kufei. I'm a career begod of b'chamos. This is a very, very tifa Gemara, and you have to learn how the Al Yishur explains this Gemara. I'm a career begod of b'chamos. A guy who rips his clothing in anger. I'm a shaber kelim b'chamos. He breaks kelim in anger. You have a guy in the dira. Meisim b'chol yom. Right? It's online for the shower. The type that takes a shower. There's a guy's online for a shower, and somebody cuts the line. So he blows his top, he goes into a rage, he throws a tantrum. He throws dishes. If I have dishes, it's Mefrosh Gemara. Meshaber Kelim B'chamosai. I mean, it didn't start now. This is a Talmudic story. It's a Gemara in Shabbos. Guy's angry, he throws a tantrum. He throws dishes. There's no problem in the deer, by the way, to break the dishes. They're all treif anyway. So it's klicheres nishborin. So it's fine. So the guy is throwing dishes over here in the Dira. So for Shikamari here. If you see a guy, says the Gemara, if you see a guy throwing a tantrum, you should treat him like his Oved Avodah Zarah. Why? Why is he Oved Avodah Zarah? All he did was throw a tantrum. Tantrum is a ganz fine yeshiva shazach, by the way. Some people look at it as a milah. They look at it as standing up for themselves. Nebuch. I'm not going to do this, right? Shekach umlasu sheyitzahara. That's the umness of Yitzhara. Ayom armor la seyakach, almocha armor la seyakach, atyom lachavoya vedazara. This Gemara is a Gemara. It's not a medrash, it's a Gemara. Gemara Shabbos daf kufei, here, Maisa. If you see a guy throwing a tantrum, you should treat him like an Oved Avodazara. Why? Because Hayoim Omer Lekach, who's the Omer Lekach, by the way? Who's this Omer Lekach? Yitzhara. Shane, think about something very interesting. Let's take the Pashm Shah of the Gemara, and then we'll learn a piece of Mizul Sharm inside. Pashm Shah of the Gemara is that why are you breaking Kalim when you're angry? Why are you throwing a tantrum? Because you're under Shlita Sayyidza. It's not because of Taiva and because of Midas. There's a thing called Shultan Yitzhara. There's a thing called Yitzhara. Ah, you're under the Shultan of Yitzhara. You became irrational. He can tell you to go be a bit of a Razar also. He can tell you all types of shtiyot. One of the Mesil Sashar inside, the Tifa Mesil Sashar about this. Let's learn it together inside. It's in Perikud Aleph, which nobody gets in, up to. So let's learn it together. It's an opportunity once in your lifetime to learn. Perikud Aleph, Mesil Sashar says as follows. I'm going to read it inside because his words speak for themselves. Dr. Azay, every word, Mesil Sashar. I think they said the Goyin said to Perikud, it's all Beruach HaKadosh, or it's not an extra word. So either way, it's Choshev. I'm in Perek Yud Aleph over here in Biprote Midas Hanikios. Venedaber Ata Minakas. I'm just going to learn Mesil Sharm inside and teach the words, nothing more. We are now going to speak about anger. Hine Yesha Ragzon, Chazal said, Kol HaKoyes Kilo Eber Vedezora. Why is that? V'hu HaNichos HaKol Dabar Sheyasa Neged Ritzoni. He gets angry every time they do something against his will. He fills with rage. Listen to this lashon. Ad shekvar liboy bal imoy, until his heart is not by him. Va'atzosoy nivoro, his sechel becomes bar layover. He becomes a shaita. V'nei ish kazeh kedai lahachrov oylam balim yeh b'cholos b'yadav. So Shlomo says this guy in the middle of his tantrum. He's mesugel to destroy the whole world if he would just be allowed to. I know the guy in the Dira who throws a tantrum, you should stay out of his way because he's mesugel to be mach of the world. Who says so? Mesil Sashom says. Ki ein ha-sechol shel boy klal. Why is he mesugel to destroy the world? Because anger means the sechol is not operating by you at all. U'sar tam mamish. You've lost all time. Your mama's like chayas atofis. You're a wild animal. Teirif nafshei ba'apoy. Pasuk in Iyov. Let me explain what this means. It's something very, very deep here. It's like a new training microphone here. Can't sit back. Okay. Listen carefully. I'll tell you something life-changing. Shil Sashom says that a person who has anger is teiref nafshei ba'apoy. He's like a wild animal. He's teiref nafshei. You grabbed your nefesh ba'apoy. In your kas, you ripped out your neshama. Let me explain what this means at length, okay? And first of all, it will a little bit dramatically change our approach to anger. Teiref nafshei. You tore a piece of your neshama out. Teiref nafshei. Yeah, let me know. So then you're like a behemoth. What does this mean? It's like this. What differentiates a human being from a behemoth is that a human being operates with seichel. Behemoth doesn't. We spoke many times. Now, somebody whose anger is ein ha-seichel shoyle boi klal. Your seichel is not involved klal. You're devoid of seichel. He says a lashon. Atzosoy nivoro. Bar lo yede. You're a bar. You're a total idiot. Elashon again, ein hasechel, means kas is irrational. So why is it teiref nafshe? Because we already spoke the last few weeks. What did we speak about the last few weeks? that the articulation of the neshama inside a person is what? Mm-hmm. Everybody say, what is it? The neshama inside a person is what? Is sechel. Rashi says in Bereshis, I've said it 100 times. One thing you come out of Ali Shura Yeh, you know this Rashi in Bereshis. I don't think a week goes by that I don't say it. What does Rashi say? Nasa adam bit salmenu kid musein huzok Rashi lahavin ulaskil. The tzelem elikim is sechel. So we belt anger, Meir Rabbeisai is what? Is what? Is irrational. There's no rational to anger, by the way. In other words, the guy who's throwing dishes ba'apoi, which is again, the comforting thing about this Gemara is that they did it back then also. Meshaber kelim b'chamosei, Shabbos daf kofei. So you're irrational, right? Irrational means that you're not operating musaychel. Zakta pasuk in Eoiv, Zakta goin, Zakta mesil sashoim, so you're toirif nafshe ba'apoi. You tore a piece of your neshama out. Why do you tear a piece of your neshama out? Because neshama is what? It's seichel. And you're operating without seichel. So you ripped your neshama out. Teirif nafshoi. And therefore, says Mishil Sashoim, something very interesting. You're a mamash like a chayu is tumfris. You're just a bull b'chayu. You're like a lion in the zoo. A lion is in the safari, right? The lion's in the safari and he wants to have lunch. What does he do? His chayu is tumfris. He takes a bite out of the zebra. Kendik. You're tariff. So you say the guy, you're just a behemoth, right? That's a person who has kas. Person has kas is a behemoth because he was tariff nafshe be'apoy. In his kas, he tore. I'll tell you a truly murder gazachin. The Zohar HaKadosh says that somebody who has a temper is tummy. So they explain why you're tummy, because they. A guy who's dead is tummy. You're dead. You tore your neshama out. So since you tore your neshama out, so you have a gevissa dargo of mace. You have tumas mace. So when a guy throws a tantrum in the dira, right? Because he cut the line in the shower, you have to say kahana marois. You kind of have to get out of the dira. There's a stick of mace over here. Tumas mace. You have to call the undertaker. And you can start to make a hesped on the spot for the guy because part of him died. That part of him, you could be maspid. Part of him died. Toyrif nafshe be'apoy. You tore your neshama out. Zok tehele gezayir ha-kodesh. I'm saying this. It's so'iv. Tomei. That's why I'm worried a depressing letter from Rizal Salanta. Rizal Salanta says that Musar, exactly what he says in one of the letters, I forgot which letter it is. I didn't have time to check it out. In one of the letters, Rizal Salanta says a zach, which is, it's hard to say over, but you have to hear it. Rav Salanta says that if you learn Musar helps. You learn Musar, you run into an Nisayin. You run into an Nisayin, so the Musar that you learn will help you fight the Nisayin. Okay? He says, not for anger. Musar is not going to help you for anger. Why? It's like Rav Salanta, because when you're throwing a tantrum, you're nish by zich. You're not the person who learned the Musar, because you're a behemoth. So what's it going to help you learn Musar? But now you're a behemoth. There's an expression in Yiddish when they want to say a guy is furious. They say, es nish by zich. Where did that come from? It's a quote from Mesil Sashram, by the way. So Sashram says, Achekfar liboy bal imo, your heart's not with you anymore. Es nish by zich. You're not with yourself. Since it's all, it's not going to help that you learn Musar, because the Musar that you learned was the guy who was sane. But now you're insane. So what's it going to help you learn Musar? The Bistach Neskemesh, Gvon Abahema. Perif Nafshe Be'apoy. You have to make sure you don't get to the anger. You have to make sure that you stay rational. But after Zayv Vait, that you go into tantrum stage, you're Perif Nafshe, you're Behema Tarfus. You have a taught Musar to a lion. The lion's in the middle of eating, so you go to the lion, middle of biting off the zebra's neck. Yeah? And you tell the guy, hello, Rabbi, it's passing for you. The lion. The guy says, what's passing? This is a cup. I know, not that he's passed, yeah, passing. I'm hungry. Teiruf nafshav apri, talking seichel to a lion. Is a guy who's in a tantrum stage, is a behemoth. By the way, it's not yeshiva shashmach. Like we say in the dear guy, you're a behemoth. Seil Sashram says, you're a chayas tarfus. It's worse than that. By the way, the uncle starts to talk with Seil Sashram, Dick. Guy gets angry, he can tell you, you're a chayas tarfus. So if he knows what it means. Yeah? Teiruf nafshoi ba'apo, you tore off part of your neshama. Is that the oimik of Shulton HaYetzer. Shulton HaYetzer, where does it come in? It destroys the Seichel. It becomes irrational. There are all types of things that we do which are totally irrational, by the way. I spent the whole afternoon talking to people on the phone, irrational. Terif Nafshe Ba'apois, one after the other. And people, by the way, we should just know parenthetically, the covered Zeis Chanuk, I'll tell you. People ruin their lives if that's something festive for you to hear. They ruin their lives, they ruin their families' lives, and their wives' lives, their kids' lives, they ruin everybody's lives. Because go operate with a bunch of tigers in the jungle. Highest tarfers. Irrationality. And by the way, in the crazy world we live in, some people are proud of it. Some people look at it as a psamaila. They say the guy's a psa. This guy's a psa, 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 man. She's a psa gever. He's a psa tosia. He's a behemoth. In the old days, they called it the way it is. B'shil Shom wasn't afraid of anybody. B'shil Shom didn't have moistus. He didn't have any gvirim that he was afraid of. He said, you threw a tantrum? You're a chayas tarfers. You're a behemoth. Toyrif nafshe ba'apo, you tore your neshama out of yourself. Toyrif nafshe, he said the Eeyah, you tore a piece of your neshama out of you because you tore the seichel out of you. Zokti Gemara in Shabbos, yeah, how Chazal was so tief. Chazal was so tief. Hamekareya begodah b'chamosay, v'meshaber kelem b'chamosay, yi b'einecha ko'evet avay d'zara. He's like, he's not avay d'zara. Why? If you're being irrational, you tell me, go serve away the Zohar. Go serve away the Zohar. Go bow down. Are you going to go bow down to some piece of cement? Yes, it makes sense. And it makes sense to get angry. It's the same irrationality. It's talking about him. A behemoth is mesugal to do anything. But it's much deeper. The neshama is the seichel. The Zohar is the opposite of seichel. When a person acts irrationally and he's toyrif nafshe, what he's doing is he's giving a makom for the Yetzirah to come in. Because the Yetzirah b'mehusoi is anti-seichel. That's the mehus of what the Yetzirah is. The mehus of the Yetzirah is irrationality. He brings that over here, Gemara, which is shocking. It's not to be believed, but it explains a lot of our own behavior. Amalei Antoninus L'Rebbe, Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tepsadik Aleph. Antoninus had a conversation with Rebbe. Maimus and Yetzirah Shalal Ba'adam. From when on the Yetzirah Shalal, means the Hakira was that Antoninus had, does the Yetzirah kick in at the time of conception, when the lady's expecting, or when the kid's born? Amalei Mishas Yetzirah said the Heilig Rabbeinu HaKadosh, from the time of conception. Amalei Antoninus said, Umkein Boyd B'mei Ima V'yetzir. If the Yetzirah would be involved in the picture from before the birth, the baby would kick its way out. Elam Yishas Yitzia, it must be that it's from the time it's born. Fekta Ali Shur, I don't understand you. What was the Raya? Because if the Yetzirah would be around from the time of conception, from the time of Yetzirah, the baby would kick its way out. Why would the baby kick its way out? What's the baby kick its way out? The Teretz is, Zakta Ali Shor, because I don't want to be told what to do. In this tight place inside the mother's stomach. Koyach hara, d'chifa achzoros l'toich. Baby's going to kick its way out. Zachashak mitach, if the baby's going to kick its way out, mother's going to die. Suicidal. Teretz is, let's get me wrong. That's the force of the Yetzer. Yetzer is, break all the frameworks. Irrationality. It doesn't make any sense for the baby to kick its way out. The baby's going to die. The mother's going to die. If I escape me, it doesn't make a difference. The Torah says, even though it's going to bring Chorban on the person, Boyet V'yaitzi, hear Loshen? Boyet Bim V'yaitzi. He says, I can't, you can't contain me, you can't confine me, you can't tell me what to do, don't tell me to be here, don't tell me to be there. Boyet V'yaitzi. It's very interesting Loshen of a Gemara, of Tosfos and Sota. Yes, I did it. No, okay, fine. The lesson in the site doesn't make a difference. We're ending it. Yeah, thank you. See you. Thank you. Besides, my name is Tamal Chacham. The taste is in Saita. He says over here that Yir Shamayim means out like one brachas. A person who doesn't have Yir Shamayim, boyet ba'ove v'imoy b'rabo misha gol haymenu. Veishus chach b'yiras Hashem. Yir Shamayim means I don't kick out. Boyet v'yotze. I break frameworks. I break hierarchies. Bust out. Can't be confined. What, when, where? What are you doing? What are you doing? Where's it going to end up with you? What's it going to help you? The guy who throws a tantrum, he's going to gain something. People respect him. Now they're going to listen to him. Now he's going to be the chashuv guy. He's the guy that Bochum come over to ask me, what should they do about the resume? So what does he have from it? It's total irrationality. The Torah says there's a thing called Shultan HaYetzer, where a person rips out his neshama, replaces it with the Yetzara. Yetzara penetrates and becomes part of the person. And now he's running the show. Yetzara's running the show. Now, the purpose that the Alisho speaks us out is that this pattern of behavior is part of the general spectrum on the menu of what we do. We have Dimian, we have Midas Tevas, Midas Rose, like we learned from Yeruchim. We have Guf and Neshama, Dimian pushing everything. And then you have this whole piece called irrationality. Irrationality, by the way, doesn't mean that you are temporarily insane. Irrationality means that you gave yourself over to the Yetzer Hara. That's what it means. It's a different look at anger. It's Terif Nafsha. You took your Ruchnias out of you in place of that. What, by the way, whenever there's a vacuum of Nafshoi, so there's Koichas HaTumma going. That's why the Zohar says that somebody who gets angry is Tomei. I think that the main message of this parak of Al Yishor, which we're going to speak a little bit more and finish it off next week, it's not so much the chumrah of anger or not. That's the talad of it. The ikkun kud over here is, and what's the most important is to understand, that the tzuras ha'adam is that a person lives a life of sechel. That's the tzuras ha'adam. There are things that we do which are partially sechel, not sechel. This is irrational. It means the person has to know that when you don't live with sechel, when you don't live with a cheshbon, when you don't do things that make sense, you're nothing less than a chayus tarfus. You're tarif nafsha ba'apoy. And there's a hadgosh over here, over and above the local issue of kas and temper tantrums, which is what they're talking about on the Gemara here. There's an issue that there's a force in a person that can tell a person to go serve Avodah Zarah. We'll talk next week about which Avodah Zarah, Mirzah Shem.